Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Each month, we invite Bible professors from the University of Northwestern, St. Paul, into the studio and open the phone lines for questions on the Bible, faith, and the church. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. During this Holy Week edition of Ask the Professor, we discuss the cross, the sacrifice for our sin, the resurrection, and your questions with Professors Ian Hewitson and Brad Sickler. A listening friend phoned in to ask, will we recognize our loved ones in heaven? And here's what our professors had to say.
The scripture, I think, is replete with examples that those who have died when they have risen from the dead are in fact recognizable. And I think the biggest example of that is, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ. When he rose from the dead, he was visible and he was recognizable to his disciples. So we have every indication that the resurrected body, although it will be a new body, it will not be a new body in the sense that there will be no continuity between the present body that we have now and the heavenly body that will be ours in the resurrection. So I would comfort you with the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was recognized. The Lord Jesus Christ has the stigmata. He has the piercing in his side. He has the piercing of the nails in his hands and his feet. And he has those to this day. So I would encourage your children that when they do see their Father in heaven, that they will indeed recognize him.
And even before the resurrection takes place, we know, for example, on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus is joined by Moses and Elijah, mm-hmm. and they're recognizable as those figures. And so they still, like you said, they still have continuity with who they were when they were among us here walking on our planet with us. But yeah, and we're also told, and this is why I love Easter, and this time is so exciting for me, because Paul describes how Jesus is the first fruits, and he's the model for what we're going to go through. And so if his body is still recognizable after his glorification, and Paul talks about how what's sown will be raised, and it's sown in weakness and raised in glory, and sown in dishonor and raised in honor. And when we go through that process of resurrection, which we will also follow sort of that pattern of Christ. And so just as his body was raised and glorified and brought to the Father's presence, so will ours be. And just as his was recognizable and had continuity with his pre-resurrected body, so will ours.